Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Sunday Father's Day edition of the very posh show. Today, I have a very special guest, the number one laminate seller in the Western Hemisphere, Mr. My Dad, Mohammad Zulfagari, a.k.a. Tony, the top salesman in the world. How are you doing, bub?
Fine. How are you, Vasara?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Welcome to the show. I was going to look this up before the show, and then we were talking about the show stuff, but I do believe this is your either sixth or seventh appearance. It's the second Father's Day show, so yes. We got a lot of anniversaries going on today. So I thought today we could talk a little bit about the Angels, about Ohtani, how he's doing, about Mike Trout. Just kidding. We're talking about Anthony Davis. We're talking about the Lakers. We're talking basketball. Everyone, this is the time to be excited. It's a time to be happy. I know some people think the world is on fire and that we shouldn't have done this trade, but my dad and I will discuss this in further detail. But before we start,
let's say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are listening. I know it's a lot. I can see that.
But we have specific numbers of how many dads are listening. We have the total views and then the dads.
Then we can start on Lakers, yes.
So, yeah, as you said, happy Father's Day, everyone. Happy Father's Day to you, Bob.
Thank you.
But, yeah, before we start going into too much Lakers AD stuff, reflection on the season, reflection on the finals. What were your thoughts on this year's finals? Were you happy that Toronto won?
It was unbelievable. I mean, he was the reason that they won a championship.
Yeah, he was.
And
nuts.
He is, wherever I can put my money on it, wherever he go next year,
they're a contender.
Watch out, Lakers. Yes.
Hey, maybe he comes to the Lakers.
If he comes to the Lakers,
it's done.
The rest
don't even do the season.
They should go the early vacation and they don't even have to play. But if he goes to Clippers, then we have
LA Dynasty between two teams.
Two teams.
But obviously, I was very happy that Toronto won. I was actually rooting a lot harder for Toronto than I thought I would be. Like, I really hope Toronto wins. But during the games, I would stand up for the Raptors. Anytime they did anything, I was so excited. Did you feel the same way? You wanted Golden State, right?
I wanted the California to win.
Yeah, you're crazy, man. You always, no matter what, the California team.
Yes.
That's hilarious. And the one thing, before we move on to the offseason, the one thing that really caught my attention was injuries. And this thing called load management that has come out. Kawhi Leonard took 22 games off for load management, ends up playing the most minutes of any player in the playoffs, played amazing.
Yes.
And then you have Klay Thompson, who's an Iron Man, played every game, Kevin Durant, who played most games in the season, and they both get gruesome injuries.
Yes. They abuse them.
Do you think right now it's one of these things that everyone says the season should be shorter. 82 games is too many games. It's too much on their bodies.
No, you can't say that because of the money.
Well, that's the thing. So you have these owners who say we don't want to shorten the season.
Not exactly.
But then you have teams that are going to rest their superstars. So let's say you and I, we buy tickets to a Laker game to watch Toronto Lakers.
Okay.
And Kawhi Leonard doesn't play.
That's fine.
Are you not angry a little bit that you're spending tickets? You live in Oklahoma City and the one game LeBron comes, you buy a Laker ticket and then LeBron doesn't play?
I don't get mad, no. Why should I? They should give them a rest. I mean, depends on the city. If I'm in Milwaukee and Lakers play there without LeBron James and I have a ticket, so what?
It depends on the city, as in if it's Milwaukee, but if it's New York, yes.
Exactly, yeah.
All the Milwaukee fans just turned it off now.
No.
I'm going to get all the emails.
They're all mad at you.
I'm
saying, for example, if they play Miami or New York or Golden State.
Like a big market.
Big market, they better play. But if they go to... I don't know.
Charlotte. Yeah, you're going to just call out every city.
I don't want to call the city. But if they go there and they don't play, It's not the end of the world. The ticket is about $15. It's okay if they don't watch.
That's actually not a bad point. If, so the places with the more expensive tickets, you should play.
Exactly.
The less expensive
or if
tickets.
It's in Channel 7 show for some Sunday, they better play. But if it is a Tuesday night in Charlotte or
that's
wherever...
Fair. That's fair.
If, exactly. They don't have to play.
But it's crazy. At least I think at some point, if load management is going to be this important of a thing and you're seeing superstars, we had a worse product of a finals. Even though, because it was Toronto and it was the Warriors, everyone watched. But let's say it was two new teams and three of the best players got injured. That's a weak product that you're putting on a time when it should be the premiere of the premiere that even people who aren't fans are watching.
I agree with
you. So I really think 10 games, I think, will help so much with load management. And they
or
still,
maybe more. Out of 82?
Well, I mean, I think 70 games is a good number. 65 games is a good number,
or
but they wouldn't
82
do that.
Games? 10 to 15 games, they give the rest.
Well, that's what they're doing now. That's the thing. They're... That
I
players
mean,
have it.
No,
but,
they don't. Lakers
well,
don't
no,
do
teams are going to do it more
exactly.
Now because they saw how Toronto did
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They should do that too.
So you're for it. You're for
definitely.
A load management, resting.
Look at what they did to Thompson and Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really a shame, and I think at some point, if we can get the science behind it and show the team owners, but at the end of the day, money rules everything.
And another thing, it depends on where you are on the standing. If you are on the eighth place and you try to be coming to the eighth,
yeah, you're gonna
you
play everyone.
Bring all your player. Okay, that makes sense. But when you are number one or two, and okay, I go number four, so what? Let your good player have a rest.
I agree. And I think this is the year that it really proved that theory, that mm-hmm. it really showed why there is a need for this.
Yeah, and wherever Kawhi goes, he's going to be number one. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And also, congratulations, Toronto. Great team, great fan base. So there you go. Toronto fans cannot be angry. I guess Milwaukee and Charlotte fans are mad at us. No, I'm saying mad at the show because we're now going to completely forget about the championship and talk Lakers. Forget about everything that happened.
Next year is going to be in California.
And I want to do a disclaimer of apologies to Milwaukee and Charlotte. But let's move it forward. Okay.
And Sacramento.
Well, we didn't say it, but I guess we could throw them under the bus as well. But Bob, yesterday, Anthony Davis, for Father's Day, I got you baseball gloves.
Yeah.
When I was leaving the store is when I saw on my phone that the trade went. So I sat in my phone sat in my car for like 20 minutes, just sending texts to people, talking to people, everybody going nuts. I called you, I called everyone, it was crazy. So the final trade... The Los Angeles Lakers receive Anthony Davis, and they traded Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, the 2019 number 4 pick, their first round pick in 2021, which is top 8 protected, and if the pick falls inside the top 8, then in 2022 it's unprotected. Then there's a pick swap in 2023, an unprotected pick in 2024, and a pick swap in 2025.
Okay.
Now, some numbers that I just wanted to throw out real quick. Apparently, if the trade gets processed on July 30th, we have a max slot available. Because we can sign someone before July 30th.
Yes.
And then, so it's not against our cap, because we're trading for AD anyways.
Okay.
If we trade for him on July 6th, which is the first day it can process, then we only have $23.7 million. And that's if Anthony Davis waives a $4 million trade exemption, which a lot of people expect him to do. Now, Pelicans are going to do it July 6th. Why? They want to screw over the Lakers.
Of course.
And Summer League starts July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So you want your young player to play on the Summer League team as soon as possible. If they wait for the 30th, July 30th...
Young player like the one that they pick.
Like the number 4 pick.
Exactly.
So that number 4 pick, but that's a high pick. That's an important pick. If anyone trades for them, they want it in the Summer League.
But they don't want Brandon Ingram to play in Summer
League. No, not in Summer League. It's only the pick.
Exactly.
So these are all reasons why the Lakers are... It's going to happen on July 6th because... The Pelicans are not going to do us any favors.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all the math, all the numbers, everything. First off, what do you think about the trade? Because a lot of people I saw were angry.
Okay, let's talk to those angry
people. To the angry people?
To calm down.
To tranquilo.
Exactly. We have a player, he's only 26 years old. He's a top 5 player, and we can build around it. LeBron James, in 2-3 years, is going to be playing maybe 10-15 minutes. We did extremely good. With this, those two, Ingram and what is that point guard name?
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball. Nobody wins a champion.
Ooh.
Not now, not in 10 years.
Wow. That's a big proclamation, Bob. Yeah, LeBron.
Father's Davidson.
Mr. Ball.
Yeah, but your son won't be a championship. I mean, he's not going to be Chris Paul. He's not going to be a top.
So I agree with you that it's a good trade. And I think the point that you bring up, that he's 26 years old and we can build around him in the future, exactly, is extremely important. We have a chance of Anthony Davis retiring as a Laker. His agent, we are very close with him. His agent is Rich Paul, same agent as LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Rich Paul's number one client is LeBron James. In terms of everyone, LeBron James is the number one on his list, that when LeBron calls, no matter, even if his wife is giving birth, he's picking up that phone. He is going to make sure Anthony Davis resigns with the Lakers. Everyone's saying, what if they don't resign? What if something happens? He's going to resign with the Lakers.
Let's go with the worst scenario and he doesn't sign.
We only have 1 year of him.
We win a championship, that's enough.
Yeah, you know I agree. Why? I agree.
I heard it on ESPN. That was.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
16
to they 17.
Had 16 championship. Boston had 17. Now we get even.
We need that one.
Exactly.
We need that one. 100%
agree. No matter what, this year is a year.
100% agree. So, of Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, and Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
Can you rank those four for me on who you like the most?
Kuzma.
Number one.
Yes.
Wow.
Ingram.
If you say Hart before Ball, I'm going to lose my mind.
Both are, for me, is the same.
Are you?
I'm serious.
What?
I'm serious. You think, I don't know.
I know you quit cigarettes. Did you bring did you smoke weed now?
No. It's too much advertising for him. I saw his play.
Bob, his defense is great. His floor generalship is great. He can't shoot. That's correct.
Thank you
but
very much.
But his defense is fantastic.
Okay, fantastic. Let's go see what he does in
New York. I think he's going to do great. Okay. I think he's going to do great. For me, Lonzo Ball was my number one guy of those four.
No, Kuzma was
Brandon number. Ingram, unfortunately, he's scares me. They found blood clots in his system. They say it's minor. They say it's not serious, but obviously,
even if he doesn't, it's silly. He's not the
he's pretty. He can score.
I put him like a Jeremy Lamb.
Beak.
For me, I mean that kind of, or Courtney Lee.
No,
that
okay,
kind of,
okay, Dad, come on.
He's not gonna be Klay Thompson.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. He's not gonna be Tobias Harris.
Maybe.
No way.
Maybe.
No way.
Maybe.
He's not going to be Bogdanović. He's not going to be Brogdon.
Okay, Dad, come on. Bogdanović, he could be. He has the offensive skills. Okay. The thing is, we are looking at these players under the scope of under Luke Walton. Luke Walton was a trash coach when it came to developing young players. Now, when they go
you
to Monty
that
Williams.
About, Scott, too.
Who? Byron Scott?
Byron
okay,
Scott.
That's fair.
Yeah, you say it's because of the coach fault.
No, yes.
It's the player's fault,
Byron
too.
Scott and Luke Walton were not good coaches.
We had the assistant coach.
Our assistant coaches were also trash. This year, at least, we have Lionel Hollins and Jason Kidd. I don't have. Lionel Hollins
Jason
isn't a bad.
Kidd,
no, Jason
year.
Kidd. Jason Kidd, we're going to talk about him a little later in terms of some of the players
this
we're
year,
looking
you know
at.
Who is the coach?
Who?
LeBron James. His assistant is AD.
These are the two head coaches.
Those
I like
two
Vogel.
Guys, they sit and have a coffee.
What do you think about Vogel? You like him?
Vogel? I like him better than the last 4 or 5 years that we had a coach.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
He's good. I think he's smart.
Okay, so we discussed the cap situation. Oh, wait. Actually, okay. Let's do actually a few songs because the free agent talk is going to take up a good amount of our time. So we're going to play some songs. Just a heads up that you're listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen to us online at KXSC.org, on the airwaves at 1560 AM, and on your smartphone with the TuneIn Radio app. And obviously, we are a service of the University of Southern California. Also, congratulations to all the people graduating today. We were walking in and we saw some people graduating. Good luck finding jobs, paying off your debt, all that stuff. So yeah, just here's some three dad-themed songs.
We'll be right back.
Right back.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away. But his smile never dimmed. It said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. Son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
I thought I saw you yesterday, but I didn't stop, cause you was walking the opposite way. I guess I could've shouted out your name, but even if it was you, I don't know what I would say. We could sit and reminisce about the old school, maybe share a cigarette because we both fools. Chop it up and compare perspectives, life, love, stress and setbacks. Yes, you could tell me how hard you had it, and you can show me all the scars to back it. And we can analyze each complaint, break it down and explain these mistakes I make. I like to tangle up the strings of the puppetry, but you knew me back when I was a younger me. You've seen Sean in all types of light, and I've been meaning to ask you if I'm doing all right. Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? I'm shook, I know, I pushed when I should've pulled. Took it all back if I could, I put that on my soul. And I would make a top-notch good listener if you could block off a little time I'd give it here. Since we went our separate paths, I've hit a couple of snags that remind me of the past. I can't front, I'm having a blast, but damned if I ain't afraid of how long it's gonna last. Sitting here wishing we could kick it. Give me your opinions, I do miss the criticisms. I didn't mean to be distant, make a visit. I wait up and keep the coffee brewing in the kitchen. But who am I joking with? There's no way that you and I will ever get to reopen it. It doesn't matter, this is more than love. And maybe if I'm lucky, get to see you out the corner of yesterday. Was that you? Look just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? Yesterday, was that you? Look just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? And when you left, I didn't see it coming. I guess I slept, it ain't like you was running. You crept out the front door slow, and I was so self-absorbed I didn't even know. And by the time I looked up, it was booked up. Put it all behind you, the bad and the good stuff. A whole house full of dreams and steps. I think you'd be impressed with the pieces I kept. You disappeared, but the history is still here. That's why I try not to cry over spilled beer. I can't even get mad that you're gone. Leaving me was probably the best thing you ever taught me. I'm sorry, it's official. I was a fistful, I didn't keep it simple. Chip on the shoulder, anger in my veins. Has so much hatred, now it brings me shame. Never thought about the world without you. And I promise that I'll never say another bad word about you. I thought I saw you yesterday, but I know it wasn't you, cause you passed away, Dad. Look just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you?
Very sensitive subject.
Time the doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night, I don't think one wink I slept as I slipped out my bed to your crib. I crept, touched your head gently. Felt my heart melt because I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my knees, and I beg the Lord, please let me be a good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you.
So. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Years old, bringing comedy. Every time I look at you, I think, man, a little me, just like me. Wait
and see. Gonna be tall makes me laugh, cause you got your dad's ears and all. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be, a general, a doctor, maybe an MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can, show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but yo, push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you,
just
me and you.
Against
the world,
the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I, yeah.
It's a full-time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. See me, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the next, son. Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just
taking the world,
the two of us,
us down.
The two.
Hold my hand, hold my hand.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Taking on the world, taking on the world. Just me and you.
I'm always here for you.
Look over your shoulder, I'll be there.
Whatever you need, ooh, just call on me.
We gon' rise,
whatever
we
you
gon'
need,
shine.
I'll be there for you anytime, you and I.
True that, true that.
Just the two.
You.
Woo. Just the two of us. You and I.
For the rest of your life.
The two of us.
That's a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?
What a song. That was Just the Two of Us by Sir Will Smith. Big fan, Bob. Do you like Will Smith?
Yes.
Are you
yes.
a fan of his? Did you ever watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? You never watched that one?
No, actually, yes, I did.
Did you watch any of his movies? Can you name a Will Smith movie?
M.I.B.
Oh, Men in Black? Did you like that one?
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
That one, do you remember there's a line in there where he says, can I go back to El Toro? Because there used to be an Air Force base there. So he says, do you want to go back to El Toro? And then they say, El Toro's gone. And it's like, oh my God, we lost El Toro. Rest in peace, El Toro. Luckily, the aliens have not taken you yet.
But at least we have two park in there.
Yeah, we got a park. They almost made it to the airport a while ago.
Sai Park.
Should we just change and not talk about AD? Let's just talk about El Toro.
El Toro.
The high school is pretty cool. There's a Payless carpet there. There's Sizzlers carpet. There.
It's a nice place.
The Sizzlers there is actually really good because it has a salad station and a hot food station, two separate. It's pretty solid. Okay. I liked it a lot. All right, back to AD. Enough about El Toro. Okay, Bob. So, as we were talking about before the break, basically, we're in a situation that we have a mini max. We can give someone about $20 million at least for 1 year and then maybe re-sign them later. So a lot of speculation is with Kawhi Leonard, is with Jimmy Butler, is with Kyrie Irving, and is with Kemba Walker. Mm-hmm. Let's say Kawhi Leonard's not coming, because I think he's going to the Clippers. A lot of, you listen to everything, you read everything, Clippers has been the number one destination for a long time. So let's say he's not in that three, because obviously you and I, we sell the farm to get Kawhi Leonard, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would rather have the Laguna Hills High School reserves if we can have Kawhi Leonard with LeBron James. Can go play. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Magic Johnson comes back or something. Yeah, or something. Get Kobe out of retirement.
Oh, who is that guy you were just talking about? Is 900 years old.
Vince Carter.
We
get him no matter what, man. I don't know why you hate Vince Carter so much.
I don't hate him. How old is he?
42.
Okay.
He got drafted in 1999. He's the last player from the 90s to be. And he 4 decades he's going to play in if he plays 20. Because he's going to play in 2020.
Now, what do you think? Should we get the top player?
So this is what I was going to ask. So let's get Kawhi Leonard off the list, because obviously any sane human being would take him and give up a bench for him. So Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker. Do any of those three entice you enough to sacrifice a bench and depth?
No.
None of them. For me, Jimmy Butler is the only one. I like Kemba Walker a lot. I like Kyrie Irving a lot. But I like Jimmy Butler for defense.
Let's say that he accepts and he listens to you and he comes to
listens to me personally. I get his call.
Okay. Now, what do we have a point guard?
We sign people.
Okay.
But Jimmy Butler can defend point guards. Jimmy Butler can defend 1 through 4.
Tell me, what do we have in bench?
Alex Caruso, the national balding player of...
Okay. I don't want to have a heart attack. Okay. We have nobody.
But we can get people on veteran minimums. And we're going to discuss who is possible from veteran minimums.
They cannot play more than 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and especially in playoffs, that's a problem. But I think Jimmy Butler...
That means LeBron James has to play 40, 35 minutes, which is 37, 38 years old. Then we're going to abuse AD.
Were you not impressed with Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, though? He killed it. Of all the people, he was
the
man.
If he comes for, let's say, for example, if we agree 3 years, the first year you get 5, then 15-15. Okay. That would be a not bad idea.
I don't think he would take that, but that would be great.
That would be very
We'd have
good.
To max him, I think,
exactly.
to get help.
Exactly. This year is important. We need a few mediocre players.
But let's say, like, in the playoffs, coaches go 7-8-man rotation, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have the top two be really good and okay for the rest, or have 3 amazing and then the other 4 be okay?
No. 2 and mediocre.
2 and mediocre?
Yes.
Okay, so then let's discuss.
I have a thing in my mind.
Yeah,
you want to hear it?
I do. So tell me, players, let's say we don't sign a max player. Uh-huh. This $27 million that we have, we can split it up between a few different players.
I love that.
Who are you going with? And right now, let's say who's on the team right now. We have LeBron James, who's a 3-4-5. We have Anthony Davis, who's a 4-5.
Kuzma,
who's a 3-4. Caruso, we have the rights to him. Maybe we keep him, maybe we don't.
Okay.
Mo Wagner, who's a 4-5. And Isaac Bonga, who's a 1-2.
Okay. Let me I tell you what I like.
Okay.
And I think we can do it.
Okay.
As a center, Davis, his reserve, Mark Gasol.
Okay. Wait, do you want to say all of yours first and then we discuss? Or should we talk about
each
one?
Tell
me all of them, baby.
Okay.
Let's go.
Small forward, LeBron James and Trevor Ariza.
Okay.
For power forward, I like Kuzma. I really like Bogdanovich.
From Indiana, Sacramento Kings one.
Indiana.
You just insulted the Kings. Don't take their player, too.
No. They're a good team. They're a good city. My brother lives there. Anyways, shooting guard, I like Courtney Lee and Brandon Knight.
Okay.
I like the others, too, but we cannot afford it. And then point guard, Patrick Beverly and J.J. Buria, if we can get him.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, Bledsoe, I'm sure he doesn't count.
He's too expensive.
Rubio, if he gets Rubio...
I like Rubio a lot.
Rubio, if we get him with the first year, $2-5 million. Then we give him raise in the following years. That would be my
idea. Would you rather have Ricky Rubio for 12 a year or Patrick Beverly for 8 a year?
Patrick Beverly for 8.
For 8 a year. I'm on the same thing.
He's a good defender.
He's a good defender. And listen, I was looking through, because my thing is, and we were talking about this, he's a little older, and we were talking about this on the walk over here, around Anthony Davis and LeBron James, obviously they can shoot, but they do the best inside the three-point line. That's where they're truly unstoppable. So as much as we can give them that space to do that, I think we should surround them with three-point shooters. So for all these free agents, I was looking at the three-point shooting percentage. And I got to say, Patrick Beverly is almost 40% off of three attempts a game.
That's
he doesn't attempt a lot, but he makes them, and he can defend.
Yeah.
And I really want to make sure LeBron James doesn't have to defend as much as possible. I think, because everyone makes fun of him when he takes plays off, but I think that's necessary. Mm-hmm. He's 35 years old. He really needs to...
just be a shooter.
Just be just focus on offense.
Don't go inside. We already have AD.
No, I think he still goes inside, but just not playing as much on defense hard.
Because
that's where he's unstoppable.
Because when you go inside, you get tired faster.
And that's why I'm saying if we get like a Patrick Beverly, on one side he has to be a little lazier, and offense is usually the more important one.
Now,
but
I didn't finish it. Let's say we go after the good player.
Let's discuss.
Like Kemba Walker.
Let's discuss with if we don't go big player first. Discuss these additions and then go. So the first one you said was Marc Gasol.
Yes.
How much do you think if you're Marc Gasol, do you go for, and you just won a championship?
Yeah.
Do you go to win another ring?
Yes.
Or do you go for more money?
I go for another ring.
But you already won one.
One is not enough for these people.
What do you mean, these people? We have a lot of Spanish listeners.
No, I'm just
kidding.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He went 3 games. Yeah. When you get one, you have a taste of it, you want more.
Okay.
Okay, now, if I was Marc Gasol, I would even count $5 million first year, and then 10, and 10. But I don't go 1 year.
So 3 years, $25 million.
Exactly. I don't go for 1 year because he might not get a good deal next year. If I was Marc Gasol, I'd go 3 years contract with any team. I like Lakers because
they
have AD.
Or 2+1 or something, yeah.
He can be a power forward. LeBron James is a small forward, and then I may be the center. Come on, any team you want.
And he can spread the floor. He's
exactly.
He's a good four spreader.
Is not bad. He's a good player.
Of the people, so let's say we don't go with the top-tier maximum players.
Yes.
Of these lists that we just put up, is he your number one priority, or would he be your number one priority? Or someone like Rubio or Bogdanovich?
We definitely need a point guard. Point guard is important. But I like somebody to be center. If you have
Marc Gasol or Patrick Beverley.
Marc Gasol or Patrick Beverley.
Both say I will only come for a 3-year $25 million, let's say.
I'd rather have both of them.
If you can't afford it, though.
If you can afford it, right at this moment, I go with Patrick Beverly.
I'd rather have both of them. Sorry, that was funny. I'd rather not choose. It's like whenever I play with mom the would you rather game, she's like, neither. I don't care. I don't care. I think I agree with Patrick Beverly as well.
Yeah. We need a lot of players.
So for power forward, who's the power forward that you brought up?
Kuzma and Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich is more of a three, but I guess he could play four. I would prioritize him number one of all of them. He's the type of guy who is okay with the third amount of shots.
Yeah.
He does his role to a T. Anything you ask of him, he does, and he does it well.
But Chris Middleton.
Well, okay, he's expensive, though.
I know. But
Bogdanovich, I think, would not take a 3-year 25. I think Bogdanovich is a 4-year 50 million type guy. I really think so. He's earned it, too.
But let's talk about the next year. Because if we have AD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James, we don't have that much to give.
What do you mean? Oh, the following year?
Following year.
Following year, I think since the caps are going to go up a little bit, we have the number set with Anthony Davis. We're probably going to max Anthony Davis out, so you're right. We'll have less money.
You see? Then we can't give Bogdanović, 3-4 years contract to these people.
And Bogdanović is 30 years old now, yeah. So this could be his last big contract that he could sign. And apparently the Spurs are big on him, so I doubt
I would go with Jeremy Lin. He's cheap.
Well, that one we're going to discuss if we do end up getting a max person. So, yeah. Small forward, who is the person you brought up?
Small forward, Trevor Ariza.
Now, we were just talking about this. Yeah. This one I really like.
Yeah.
Trevor Ariza made $15 million last year on a one-year deal. So, he got his money. He got his big contract, his final big contract.
Yeah.
He is a champion earlier in his career. Did not win it. Got very close a few times and then didn't win. He's hurting for it. He's a good defender. He's a good shooter. And he's a top IQ guy, which LeBron really respects. And it works with... And Marc Gasol also I didn't bring up. He's a top IQ guy as well. I like Trevor Ariza a lot. And I think he's a very realistic one. I think of all the ones you said, he's the most realistic that we could get.
Very good.
So shooting guard, who did you say?
Shooting guard. Courtney Lee and Brandon Knight. They are both cheap and they're good. They're not expensive and they're not top of the line, but that's what we can afford.
Courtney Lee, I got to be honest, his three-point percentage, I forgot to write down, but it was
37%.
A lot. He's not 37%, is he?
Okay, 34.
No, but his shooting has not been that great, and he does have a championship pedigree in terms of he's played in the championship.
He's a good defender.
But since Orlando, every team has been trying him out, and every team has been failing with him.
Pasha, wherever he did go, he didn't go with the two top players in that team.
True.
He went to Utah.
I'm okay with him, but I like... who was the other person you said with Courtney Lee after Courtney
Lee? Brandon Knight.
Brandon Knight I like a lot because he's a combo guard. He's someone that can play the one and the two. He's someone who needs to rebuild his reputation because he just came off of a big injury after he left from Milwaukee. His play has suffered big time. He went to the Cleveland Cavaliers and they barely played him. So his reputation has taken a hit. He made a lot of money recently. He had a pretty big contract. So maybe he takes a cheaper one, goes to a championship team. To get a ring and to raise his reputation a little
bit. Just like Jeremy Lamb. He might do that too.
Jeremy Lamb's making good money with Charlotte, and Charlotte... No,
he's a free agent.
I think he goes for more money than I'm willing to give him. Okay. But going back to Brandon Knight, also, we have Jason Kidd as an assistant coach. I don't like it. But one of the things we can say is Brandon Knight played very well under Jason Kidd, and they have a reputation. Jason Kidd knows exactly how to maximize him. If we can get someone like Brandon Knight for cheap, I think he's another. Him and Trevor Ariza, if we can get them for cheap, I think are great additions.
Exactly.
And then
yes.
Point guard is an interesting one because, I guess we already discussed point guard.
We can get Rubio. If we can get Rubio, he's good. Or... if they let J.J. Barea go, he's good. Ishe Smith is not bad.
Alfred Payton, you forgot your favorite one.
Which one?
Alfred Payton. You said you liked him.
I told you that. He's my number one.
Best case scenario for me, Patrick Beverley at the one. But the thing is, I think Clippers keep Patrick Beverley. And if I'm Patrick Beverley and it's similar numbers, I'd rather play for Clippers than for Lakers.
All right, if Kwame goes there.
Kawhi Leonard or Kwame Brown? Kwame Brown comes back out of retirement.
Leonard, if he goes to Clippers, nobody wants to leave.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't and they see that we have these two top players, of course he'd rather come to play with
you think,
Lakers.
Of course? Bob, the Clippers are a well-run organization. You already have the familiarity with
them. If you don't win
them.
A ring, be a number one that. Organization, so what? Okay.
What about Rozier? Would you spend more money on Rozier or Beverly?
Beverly.
Would you spend more money on Beverly or Rubio? For me, I pick Beverly only because the three-point percentage. That's the hairline. I love Rubio.
A better defender. Yeah. Rubio is not a good defender.
In my dream scenario...
But he's still is better.
Yeah. In my dream scenario, it's Patrick Beverly and Rajon Rondo, because Rondo also has played with Anthony Davis and has a rapport with him. And when everything was going, when the Lakers seemed to be on fire, he was the only one who came out saying it wasn't as bad as people are saying. It seems like he likes it there. For $9 million, no. But $2-3 million, I throw that at him.
We can get Derrick Rose for $2-3 million.
Yeah. Would you rather Derrick Rose or Rondo? I'd rather Rondo.
I'd rather Derrick Rose if he gets healthy.
Healthy?
Oh, my God. His three-point is unbelievable.
Yeah, but his knees. I don't know if he goes back. If he doesn't get hurt... I stick with Rondo there. And then the one person we didn't say is Brook Lopez. Would you rather have Brook Lopez or Marc Gasol?
Marc Gasol, anytime, any day. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Brook Lopez does have pretty solid shooting, though.
Even don't come back to Lakers.
Yeah, I don't think he'd come back either. We didn't sign him for DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, I mean, as a bench player, I wouldn't mind him. But if we're going starters. Blocker. Okay, so these are the guys that...
And J.J. Redick, don't forget.
Oh, we didn't even bring up J.J. Redick. So J.J. Redick actually... Shoot. Okay, so after Patrick... Oof.
You'd rather have J.J. Redick?
I think I'd rather have...
Courtney Lee?
Yes, of course. Not even close, Bob.
I know. They're the same age.
But J.J. Redick or Patrick Beverly? I think I go J.J. Patrick Beverly's defense
JJ
is better.
J.J. Redick is perfect on three-pointing, yeah. but no defense whatsoever. I saw his game.
I know, but the thing is, when you have two players that are so dominant inside, like Anthony Davis and LeBron James, we need someone to abuse defenses if they leave them open.
You're right.
J.J. Redick, I actually might go J.J. Redick number one. Uh-huh. I totally forgot about him. But I think J.J. Redick... Patrick Beverly and Ariza. I think those are three realistic, really great options.
Thank you very much.
Would you take Danny Green? I also was looking at Danny Green a little bit.
Yes.
Oof. I don't think he'd take minimum. No. But. Okay.
He played good because Leonard was there.
True. But I mean, he did shoot 45% from three on five a game. He has championship pedigree. He did have a really dumb play at the end of the finals, though. Do you remember that when he almost threw the ball away?
Yeah.
But I mean, if he'd come for cheap, I wouldn't mind him.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, let's say we do get a star player, which I think that's the more likely path the Lakers are going to take. I think the Lakers are going to sign a Jimmy Butler or a Kemba Walker. Uh-huh. It may not be what I want, but... If I had to put money on it, if someone said bet $50 on what's going to happen, I would put it on Lakers are signing a big guy. So let's operate under the assumption that for the most part, we get Kemba Walker, maybe have a mid-level, which maybe we can spend on Ariza or Gasol or whoever we talked about earlier.
Gasol, no way.
We got to fill out the rest of the roster on veteran minimum guys.
This is
a list of people that I think could go for the minimum. Not would, but could.
Could, okay.
And then I'll tell you who my favorites are. But Alex Abrines from Oklahoma City, Carmelo Anthony, J.J. Barea, Jared Bayless, T.J. McConnell, Vince Carter. This one's interesting. Wilson Chandler. Would you say he's a vet minimum guy or he's going to get more?
Oh, come on.
He's a veteran min maybe, right? You don't like him, but do you think he would take minimum?
Oh, of course he does.
Wayne Ellington, Rondo, Pau Gasol, Marcin Gortat, Furkan Korkmaz, which I don't know if you know him or not.
I know, yeah.
But JaVale McGee and Nick Stauskas. So my favorites of all... and Brandon Knight.
Okay. Depends on what...
If they take it.
No, what area you want to play. Let's talk about point guard.
So point guard, my favorite is Brandon Knight and Rondo.
Me too.
Yeah, so Korkmaz, McConnell.
For me, is Patrick Beverly and
Rondo. Yeah. That's
not Rondo. Who is that? The guy that you
Brandon
just
Knight.
Said? Brandon Knight.
Yeah. What would you rather have, Rondo or Barea?
J.J. Barea.
Okay. Now you know T.J. McConnell, right?
Yes.
I like him a good amount.
Yeah.
If T.J. McConnell said, "I'll sign a 3-year minimum deal."
Uh-huh.
And Rondo said, "I'll sign a 1-year, $3 million deal." Who do you go with?
Neither one of them.
You don't sign either. You don't like TJ McConnell?
Not that much, no.
I like him. He's a hustle guy. But I guess if you have someone like a Caruso, he's already...
not a champion guy. I mean, champion.
Well, these are reserves. These are the men guys we're going filling out the bench.
They have to play Rondo, 15 minutes yeah. against the best team in the East.
And then, so we agree Rondo and Brandon Knight, if we can get them for cheap, yeah. they're good targets.
It's okay, yeah.
Brandon Knight, I think, not more than Rondo, though.
Yes.
Ooh, actually...
Yes.
Yeah.
Brandon
But Rondo, I think, would be really cool.
The reason is because of the assistant coach. He played with him. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, that's a big one. Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Okay, for wing.
Wing.
Vince Carter is my number one.
Power forward?
For shooting guard, small forward.
Shooting guard
is in terms
forward.
Of vet minimum guys, I'd rather have Vince Carter over Alex Sabrines. I'd rather have Vince Carter over Carmelo Anthony, over Wilson Sabrinas? Chandler, over Wayne Ellington, and over Nick Stauskas.
You're big wrong on this one.
Big wrong.
Big wrong.
Why am I wrong? Who would you rather have?
Nick Stauskas is way better.
Okay, Nick Stauskas.
Jeremy Lamb is way better.
That's actually fair. So Nick Stauskas is a 42% three-point shooter off of 2.5 threes a game.
How old is he?
I think he's pretty young. I think he's like 24, 25. But if we're just signing a one-year vet minimum deal, age doesn't matter.
He's good.
Vince Carter.
Why you forget about Jeremy Lamb?
I keep forgetting Jeremy Lamb. Because he can't shoot, man.
I'd
rather have Al-Farouq Aminu than Jeremy Lamb.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Don't say that.
100%.
No way.
100%
no.
Any day of the week,
no,
I'd rather have. If
much.
We're going straight up defense, that's all Jeremy Lamb can bring to the table. That's
Jeremy
it.
Jeremy Lamb is good.
Okay. So, would you rather... So, Abrines is your number one of the vet men? Because I also don't think Lamb's a veteran minimum guy. We should talk to
Stauskas is good.
Stauskas is your number one of the...
Yes.
Carmelo Anthony.
No.
Even veteran minimum.
He doesn't know how to defend. We've seen his game. When he was in the best time of his life,
he was great.
He just scored 30 points. Okay, no defense.
True.
And we know him for no defense. We don't need that.
I like Melo. And I.
Oh, he's a good man.
I got to say, he's a good man. He calls his mom every week.
But so what?
But what I was going to say is... I think he's a target for the Lakers. The Lakers are roster deprived. Melo wants one more year in the league, and Melo is very close friends with LeBron James.
Okay.
I think he's
Let
coming.
Me ask you this. You want Carmelo or Elfrid Payton?
If they're the same price,
yeah.
Elfrid Payton.
Definitely.
But I don't think they're the same price.
How about Ishii Smith?
Oof.
Oh,
it's
not
close.
That oof.
It's close.
Oh, come on.
It's close.
Good. Trevor Ariza.
No, Trevor is obviously. But we're talking veteran minimum, guys. Well, we're talking someone who will come for 1 year, $1.2
million. 1.2, okay.
Trevor Ariza is not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. What about Wayne Ellington?
He's a good three-pointer shooter, but he's not bad.
I think if we strike out on Redick, I mean, I wouldn't mind going for Ellington, someone
Ellington
like that, or
good.
Terrence
yeah.
Ross.
Yeah.
Okay. And then center, I will tell you my number one choice for a veteran minimum center.
Don't say Chandler.
Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol. But he doesn't know. No way.
10 minutes
to
a game.
No
10
way.
10 minutes
he got
a game.
Lakers.
You think it's still too sore of a subject
of
for
course.
Him?
Of course, I would be.
Yeah.
They treat him like trash. Is that not
I feel
nothing?
That.
I won't. Paul Gasol might go to Lakers. I mean Clippers.
Gasol. Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
So, if you could choose between Pau Gasol, Marcin Gortat, and JaVale McGee, who do you go with?
Marcin Gortat.
Really? Over
yeah.
McGee?
Yeah.
I think Pau is my
McGee
number one.
McGee has a problem. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, the asthma.
10, 15
but that's because he was playing too many minutes for us because we had nobody else. If he goes low minutes, he's not bad. Okay, so let's say we need to fill out the rest of the roster, and Rob Pelinka calls you and says, Tony, you can give me two, like, 10 million guys, and you can give me three vet minimum guys. Who are your top choices?
Two 10 million. What do I need for my team?
Right now. He calls you right now today with the roster of the Lakers. Okay, so Patrick Beverley?
Patrick Beverley.
Is number one.
Yes, and...
Marc Gasol or J.J. Redick?
Marc Gasol.
Okay, so Pat Beverley, Marc Gasol, point guard, starting center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the vet minimum guys.
Minimum guy, if I can get Payton, Derrick Rose. That
over Rondo and Knight?
I like Payton better.
Than Knight? Brandon
no,
Knight?
Brandon Knight is shooting guard. Don't forget. He's a shooting guard.
He's a combo guard.
No, okay. He's a more shooting guard.
So you like him more than J.J. Barea. You like him more than Rajon Rondo.
Because he's younger and he showed himself.
His shooting percentage is not that great, though.
Pasha-chan, we have good shooters.
We need shooters. We can't make the same mistake as last year and have bad shooters.
Okay, then we'll get the J.J. Redick.
So Patrick Beverley and J.J. Redick for your two things. Then for the three vet minimum guys, you're going Elfrid Payton.
Even
who are the others?
Courtney Lee, okay. If you accept. And Brandon Knight.
Okay. For me, I would go with Patrick Beverley and J.J. Redick as my 1-2, with Marc Gasol being a close third.
Okay.
And then for my other guys, I go Brandon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rondo, but I'm cutting him off this list because I want a big guy. I go Brandon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I go Brandon Knight, Rajon Rondo, Vince Carter. I want Vince Carter, baby. I don't care. Get his airness in here. I don't mind. He played well.
Yeah.
Okay. So we did our predictions. Tweet at me, Instagram me, text me, whatever. What did you think about our picks?
And don't call me because you're going to yell at me.
Yeah, if you're from Charlotte or what was the other? Don't call my dad's store. Don't call 443-2337. All right. Bob, I wanted to end the show with his Father's Day. You're my father, I hope. I wanted to do a few dad questions for you.
Okay.
So, Bob, we got 5 minutes for these answers. So mom tells you she's pregnant. Uh-huh. You're about to be a dad. You've never been a dad before. Enter that mindset. Would you say your biggest fear, both legit fear and one that was maybe an irrational fear before becoming a parent?
Irrational fear was how to hold the baby.
Oh, I'm with you 1,000,000%.
Can I hold him without dropping her?
Oh, the dropping? For me, it's the head.
Exactly.
The holding the head. I always worry that if you hold it the wrong way, you're going to choke.
Exactly. And then the main thing was financial.
Mm.
Financial. How can I support to have a kid with me? That was those two things.
That's a big one. For me, it's the head holding. 100%.
I think
when do babies hold their heads? It's like a couple months, 3 months?
3 months.
They hold their head?
2 months.
2 months? Because my thing is babies make a lot of noises. They make like coughs or whatever. So like I remember I was holding Charlie, my cousin's baby, and he couldn't hold his head yet. So I was holding him and he did like a little cough. And immediately I was like, I was talking to my sister was there. I was like, is he choking? Is he doing this? Is he doing that? I don't want to hold him anymore. So that one, 100%, I'm with you. What was the biggest change in your personality from pre-having kids to post-having kids?
Other than sleeping less at night, which I didn't that much. It was all my wife was taking care of the kids. Maybe one or two times I woke up. But
you're a pretty deep sleeper. You used to give me rides in high school. I had to shake you. Thank God. Mom, you can go, the neighbors open the door and she's awake. A 9.5 earthquake.
Sleep is good. It's just a shake a little bit. What was the question?
Oh, the biggest change for you.
Change? Actually,
did you eat more, eat less, smoke more cigarettes?
More sugar in your coffee? Cigarette, I was happier.
Yeah?
Yes.
So more tired, but still happier.
Happier and more relaxed, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because every morning I come and look at you or Artus. I said, when we were just...
Baby.
I said, Majde, why they're not growing faster? I was bored because you are always eating and sleeping.
Eating, sleeping, pooping. These are the three things babies do.
When you're crying, that means you were pooping.
This is a question we didn't talk about earlier. Did you ever get poop on your hands when changing diapers or anything? Because a lot of parents I talk to, they say, oh, I got poop on my hands.
No.
When you're a parent, you don't really worry about it.
I know how to change diapers.
With no poop or anything. We have people in our family either recently got married or are pregnant or they just had kids today. In terms of the difference between when you had kids in the late 80s, early 90s, and having a kid today in 2019, 2020,
mm-hmm.
What do you think is one of the biggest challenges for raising kids today?
What is the big challenge? I don't see that much different between now and 10 years ago.
Even with more technology?
Technology, you're talking about the baby.
Let's say 0 to 8 years old.
Huh?
0 to 8 years old, or zero to ten years old.
Make sure they use less electronic, more communication, talk to the kids. Mm-hmm. Don't buy them a cell phone or a game and
for texting.
Go sit down and just play.
Yeah.
This is, I don't give the kids till 6, 7 years old to play and the game by themselves. No, I don't like that. More talking.
I feel that.
But take him outside the house. If you can take him to the park, talk to him.
Toss a ball around.
Exactly. Take him to Disneyland.
Yeah.
This is better than having a machine.
Well, nowadays you have to take out a loan from the bank if you want to take your kids to Disneyland.
Come and see me.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's really important. And I think one thing that's good is, like, me and we grew up with a lot of cousins. We grew up where we had that social group built in. We're at family parties and things like that. But your generation had more siblings than my generation. For example, you have 5 brothers and sisters. I have 1 brother and sister. So it's a little more difficult, I imagine.
Only, not brother.
Or yeah, 1 sister. Maybe there's a brother somewhere. Who knows?
But, how did you know?
But like, so for example, for me and Ajisa, it's going to be a little tougher because my kids will maybe have 2 cousins. Instead of me, I grew up with 9 cousins.
Oh, do you see them more? For example,
if we live close to each other.
We love to see Sheena and Neda, your cousins, more, but we didn't have time. Or Shandis and Jabis. They were in another city. They were in Sacramento, which I love the city.
You're really trying to get back the love of Sacramento now.
Not really. Yeah. But now you have to spend more time. Your kids make sure they see their cousin more, if you can. Or neighbor, or friends.
Yeah, that's an important one.
Your kid grow up with the kids.
Okay.
Don't grow them by themselves. They put them in the room and say, okay, nobody is supposed to be talking to you except your parents. No, that's wrong.
Okay. Okay. Well, Bob, that's the end of our show.
Yes.
You and I, we're going to go to Wingstop, one of our favorite meals for Father's Day.
I'm
pretty hungry. I'm sure anyone who's listening might be pretty hungry. We'll let you guys go. Happy Father's Day to any father that's listening.
Yes. Happy Father's Day.
If your dad is around, make sure to give him a big hug today. Let him know how much you love him. Bob, I'll hug you later.
Just hug him and say you're the best.
Well, I'm going to let you know anyways. I love you and you're the best.
I love you too.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your weekend and I will see you next week. Go Lakers.